This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. So good to have you with us again today. We pray the Spirit of God will bless your heart and make the Word of God real to you. As you listen in with as we direct our attention to the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse, we hope you have your Bible with you. If you're not, if you're driving in your automobile or in some other place where you don't have your Bible available, then you listen in carefully to the Word of God as we go through it. But if you're at home or in a place where you can take your Bible, look in the New Testament to the book of Romans, chapter number 3, verse number 6. And we'll be started right after we have a word of prayer in that portion of Scripture. We thank God for this Christmas season that God has given to us. How we pray that you'd be concerned about getting the gospel out to those that have not the truth and have never tasted of the Lord and seen that He is good. How I've reminded even our own church people about the need of giving Jesus the best gift, giving Him more than we would give our wife or our children or our mother or our father. Jesus deserves the very best. And don't forget, now Christmas is Jesus' birthday. The other Thursday night, as our church goes out on visitation, many of our teenagers went. We just went as a complete group, even the teens and the adults, over to one of the shopping plazas to give out the Word of God in tract form and to witness as the Lord opened the door. And we went over to the Boulevard Mall in the city of Buffalo. And as we were going around and just walking through the mall, we noticed that there was nothing about Jesus in there. There were Christmas trees. There were Santa Clauses sitting there waiting to take the children on their knee. There were so many other things that are nice, and yet, oh, how sad it is. Santa Claus is just a fantasy. Santa Claus is not real. We realize this. And the tinsel and everything was there, but there was not even a manger scene. There was nothing to do. It didn't have anything about Jesus is first, and this is Christ's birthday. Don't forget, Christmas is the celebration of the birth of the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world, the virgin-born Son of God. And so let's not forget that. And we were able to speak to many about the saving grace of God and give out 250 tracts one night, then 200 another night, 150 another night. And we've given out, I don't know how many, probably thousands of tracts in the days gone by. And we praise God for the opportunity to go and to give out the gospel. But this is Jesus' birthday, and we've encouraged our church people, as we'll encourage you as a listening audience, to be sure to make Jesus first. Put Him first. Don't give a $10 gift to your wife or $20 or $50 gift to your wife and then just give Jesus a little dollar bill. No, you ought to give Jesus as much or more than you'd ever give to your wife or your children or your mother or your father. He comes first. He saved our soul. He deserves the best. And we trust that you'll put the Bible Hour in your remembrance at Christmas time. If God lays it on your heart, you pray about it. Do what God would have you to do. We wouldn't encourage you to do something above what the Spirit of God would lead you, but we encourage you to pray about giving a gift that the gospel might go out and the Bible Hour broadcast might be the means of salvation of multitudes of precious souls, and so that we could expand our ministries. Brother Harvey doesn't get one dime. I don't get one penny from the Bible Hour. In fact, I put into the broadcast so that it'll go on the air and it'll be a blessing to others. I don't get a dime out of it. So every bit that you will give would go back to the Bible Hour broadcast. Just send your gifts as God leads you to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yetsville, New York, zip code 14068. That address again is the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yetsville, New York, zip code 14068. Now let's have a word of prayer. Father, we pray that you'd speak to many about giving a gift to the getting out of the gospel to lost sinners and to Christians who need to know what it is to take a stand for righteousness and holiness. How we pray, O God, that you'd bless the broadcast now as it goes out over the air. Send in that which is necessary to meet the needs, and we'll praise thee and thank thee in Jesus' name. Save some soul, we pray. In Christ's name, amen. Now we said that our broadcast this day will be in the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 6. That verse says, God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come whose damnation is just. Now, some were accusing the Apostle Paul of saying, we might as well just live it up because everybody's going to heaven and there's no special works that we have to do to get there. Now, that is not so. He was slanderous. They were slanderous against him. They were reporting an evil report. It was slander. And he said, you're saying that we just say you can just do what as you please and you're going to go to heaven anyhow. How I've been accused of that many times as I've witnessed to those that do not believe in the security of the believer, that we're in Christ throughout the ages, because it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that everlasting life begins when we receive Jesus Christ as our very own Lord and Savior. It does not begin when we die. It begins when Christ comes in and we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says over in Romans chapter 10, verse number 28, it says, in John 10:28, it says, let's turn over there just so we get it, the reading of it right. It speaks about having eternal life forever and forever and forever. Let me read it to us so that we'll get it exactly right in the Word of God. It says in John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. How often I use that 10th chapter in dealing with sinners when I was a missionary to servicemen. How many times I use that, that whole chapter 10, and God used it. And by the time I get down to verse 28, servicemen were on their knees and repenting and crying and just completely broken up because of sin, and received Jesus Christ and received the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And how wonderful it is to see the power of the Word of God changing lives. But we are in Christ throughout the ages to come. We don't believe that one little sin will keep you out of heaven by not by sinning after you are saved. We believe we're kept by the power of God unto salvation. We're not keeping God. God is keeping us by His power and by His Word. How we thank God for that. But Paul was being slandered here and saying, well, you can just do anything you please because now you're going to the Gentiles. You're making the gospel available to the Gentiles, the dogs and the swine. But we're Jews and we're different and we have the oracles of God. Therefore, we're better than the Gentiles. Not so. The Apostle Paul makes that plain here, that we're all sinners. We all need to be saved by the grace of God. And so he's they're reporting slander against him. And then it says here, whose damnation is just. The Apostle Paul says, we're not preaching that you just should keep doing evil because grace is more powerful than sin is, and God's power is greater than our sin. No, we're not to keep sinning so we'll have more grace. And Paul makes that plain. And he said, those that are accusing him, their damnation is just. But I've had many accuse me of that. They said, oh, well, now you're saved. You just believe you can live like you please and you get to heaven. No, we won't live like we please because we have the Spirit of God in our heart. And once we've been born again, we cannot sin and not have the results of it in our heart and in our body. We'll pay for sin. David paid for his sin. Even in the Old Testament, under the Old Testament economy, when David committed adultery with Bathsheba and then had Uriah murdered, he paid for his sin, not in hell. He went to heaven. David's in heaven today. But no, where did he go? He went to heaven. But what happened about his sin? He paid for his sin. The Bible said, the sword shall not depart from your house. And David's children, one was raped by even a brother, a half-brother. And then another one rebelled, Absalom, and others rebelled against him in the sword, and it was terrible. Ammon was killed. And how sin pays big dividends. Be sure your sin will find you out. The Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. For if you're without chastisement, then are you bastards and not sons. And that is the word in the King James Version of the Bible, which we hold to be holy and pure and upright. God says you're an illegitimate child. You're a bastard if you're not saved by the grace of God. He said, you're illegitimate. You're not a child of God if you don't receive chastisement. God chastens me when I do wrong. God grieves my heart when I would sin because I love Jesus. I thank him for saving me 17 years ago and putting me into the family of God and giving me peace and eternal life, and I'll never perish. How good it is to be saved forever. I'm not keeping him. He's keeping me. by his marvelous grace. And we do pay for sin down here. We pay for it. And there's a judgment day coming when we'll stand before a holy God, not to have the account made of whether we're going to heaven or not, but the account of things done in our body, whether good or bad, according to the Scriptures. Now, what does it say as we go on? What then? Are we better than they? Are we better than the Gentiles? We Jews? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jew and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Now, the Apostle Paul, through these first chapters of the book of Romans, is trying to prove to Jew and Gentile alike that we're all far from God. There is a depravity in the heart of man that says we are no good. We're sinners. We're bound for eternal judgment in hell unless we repent and turn to Jesus Christ. All are sinners. Jews aren't any better than the Gentiles. We're all outside of the ark of safety till Jesus comes and rescues us from our sin and we put our faith in him, as it is written. Now he goes on with an enumeration of many things that declare that we're sinners, as it was written in the Old Testament Scriptures. He says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And you are, dear listening friend on the radio, let me say this, you're not righteous. You say, oh, Brother Harvey, I'm not a drunk, I'm not a prostitute, I'm not a harlot, I don't take dope. I don't even smoke cigarettes. I don't drink alcoholic beverages. I'm glad you don't, but that doesn't make you holy until Jesus comes in, until you've been born again of the Spirit of God. You're no better than the harlot or the whoremonger or the drunk or the one down in Skid Row till Jesus comes in. We're justified by faith in Christ, not by our works, not by what we've done. We're no good. Now, don't turn your radio off and say, I don't want to hear that. Listen, the Bible says that everybody's a sinner. I never did all those things you mentioned that I just mentioned either, but I was a sinner outside of Christ till Jesus came in, and I saw my sin exceedingly sinful. They were different sins, but they were still sins. There'll be no sin in heaven. Therefore, we must be robed in the righteousness of the linen cloth of purity of Christ, our blessed Redeemer. When we come back in glory, we'll be robed in robes white and clean, pure. Why? Because we're pure in Christ. He's our salvation. He's our justification. He is our redemption. He's our salvation. If you're trusting anything else or anyone else or any religion other than Jesus, you're trusting the wrong way. You need to trust Jesus. Repent of your sin. Trust Jesus today. And what a happy Christmas time you'll have as you repent and turn to Jesus Christ. We hope you'll do that. Would you bow your head now and receive him just in your heart? Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I need to be redeemed. Please save me from sin so I could go to heaven. And then thank him for saving you. Thank him for saving you. Thank the Lord Jesus. Thank God through Jesus for saving your soul, and you'll be redeemed. And now we thank God for this broadcast. We pray that you'll be praying for the broadcast. Do all you can to help out and listen in next week. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you. Now this is Pastor Harvey saying, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible-preaching church. May God bless you, is our prayer.